Steve, I don't think too many people would have thought, you know, come the start of the season, that an away game at Bournemouth in November would be quite as important as it now looks if you just take a look at the Premier League table.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity for both teams, but, you know, bigger opportunity for us. And you're absolutely right, but we are where we are. Every game is important, wherever you are in the league. And we want to go there and win.
It does, though, have the look, doesn't it, of a sort of the proverbial six-pointer. You know, you've got the chance to climb out the bottom three. You've got the chance to stick them in the bottom three.
I think what we've done in the last three games is have, you know, opportunities to move up the table. I think the Norwich game was important to get 3 points, and that got us back in touch with everybody else. We had a great opportunity at Sunderland, disappointed there, and we had a great opportunity last week also to climb out of the bottom three, and we have another opportunity on Saturday. If we don't take it, there'll be more opportunities ahead. And, you know, it's had seasons, all the seasons, and all of a sudden you get yourself into a position where, right, come on, this is the opportunity, let's take it. And if you don't, then you have to wait for the next opportunity. And we don't want a season of that. We want to take opportunities when they come along. And Saturday is an important one.
It is, though, getting a little bit like Groundhog Day, isn't it? I mean, it's not the nightmare Groundhog Day, but it does feel like you and I keep having the same conversations. I'm sure you're having the same conversations with your players. Let's just get that first win, because everything else is pretty good.
Absolutely. And it will come. We've no doubts about that. Yeah. You know, it's not Groundhog Day here at all. We've kind of come back, like we said we would, the first eight games. We've come back after the international break. And, you know, Chelsea, majority of the game, Man City first half. We took that on board. We didn't panic. Mm-hmm. We kept calm. And from Norwich, Sunderland, and again Stoke, performances which... any other day, any other three games, might have probably got us 7 points. Instead, only four. And we believe that we've just got to keep that process, performance, and luck will turn. And then, you know, 7 points will be there in the next three games. That's what we're building towards. And I'm absolutely positive it will come.
And if you ever wanted an example of how unforgiving this division is, and it's been unforgiving for you, it's Bournemouth do absolutely magnificently to get into the Premier League, spend a bit of money in the summer, and then are just ravaged by the most horrendous injuries anybody could wish.
It's incredible. I mean, I know Eddie Howe very well and Bournemouth very well. Done a magnificent job, built a great squad. I think bought well. I think... But to have injuries like that, and we're similar, you know, with terms of Taylor and our goalkeeper and Jack Colback. You know, you just can't. You need to be at full strength every week, especially when you come up, and so it's been difficult. From what was a very good start, you know, is now, as you say, it's difficult to get over them injuries when you've got a smaller squad as well. But we all have to deal with it,
and you have to be ruthless enough, you know, to exploit that, you know, to make hay while the sun shines, so to speak.
I mean, what a good word, ruthless. And, you know, that's what we've been saying, that the performances have been good. Come on, let's now be ruthless in front of goal, like we were against Norwich. And you know, the performances, some of the individual performances, team. You know, I'm sat there and saying, well, we've got a team, which is why I'm positive about the future and positive that we will get the points that we eventually deserve if we keep performing like we do. Preparation is key. We've done the same every week now. We've just win, lose or draw at the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, in. Let's focus on the next game. And the boys have trained well and let's hope we're ready.
We came up against a very resolute Stoke City side. You know, Sunderland, likewise, just tried to fill holes in front of you. Bournemouth, at home, the way Eddie Howe plays, you'd think it'd be a nice open game for you, hopefully.
Well, yeah, I know how they play very well. I know the players very well, and you know they're very energetic, very organised, disciplined, play good football, and you know they're at home, they'll be a big threat for us. But as you say, the game might open up. It might be an open game. I don't think it really matters to us because we're playing okay, we're playing well, we're creating chances. We just need to score now.
As you say, you're playing well. I just want to ask you about one individual, Moussa Sissoko, because you sort of nailed your colours to him pretty early on when he came here. He has been inconsistent here. But over the past three or four games, a little bit like you as a collective, and I'm sure he is a key part of this, he has added consistency to his game.
Well, I think you look, and we said before, you know, after eight games, and we looked at it in the break, and we said, right, you know, and before that, we said before Chelsea and Man City, right, let's get a team, let's get a settled team, let's get our players in a formation that is balanced and everybody's in the right position. And we kind of did that. Chelsea and Man City didn't get the rewards. And afterwards, we've kind of carried that on and trained with it. And they're looking, you know, it's not just Sissoko who's looking the player that he definitely is, a top four player, but, you know, Wijnaldum also. Mm. I think Perez and Mitrovic are getting a good combination. Mm. Disappointing losing Jack because him and Vernon or Cechi were coming into contention as well. And Dummett, you know, also is another player who's come in and quietly just got on about the job and quietly give us a little bit more stability. So, yes, individuals, but them individuals coming together and looking like a team.
Will the win finally, do you think, push you on another 10, 20%? Because it's easy to look at it and think, well, actually, it looks okay. But the win could really push you again, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And you know, the win on Saturday, you know, everybody knows what that could do for us. But you're absolutely right. This league is ruthless. And, you know, if you don't get the job done, you don't quite do things at each end. And the fine margins you don't quite get, you end up losing games in this league very easily. We've got to make sure we're kind of ruthless, concentrated, right throughout the 90 minutes. And make sure that we dig in when we need to. We play the football when we need to, and we can get that win.